Sound of Franz Ferdinand on a Friday. A tune called Take Me Out. It's just a shade before midday. And on the line, I have Usha Jevan from the Brahma Kumaris.
The events on this one and give me this.
Usha, one. Are you with us?
Yes, I am with you.
How lovely to be in contact with you again. For those that are unfamiliar with the Brahma Kumaris, won't you give us a quick overview?
So we're actually a non-profit organization. It's an international organization. And the organization itself strives to empower individuals to look into themselves and have a deeper awareness of self. And we use the practice of meditation and reflection to do this. And quite often what happens is that the organization will call upon different individuals to share the information and give people an opportunity to be part of these lectures and programs. So that's the key work of the Brahma Kumaris, is to create a powerful awareness for individuals to equip themselves for all the things that they already have inside of them and how to emerge them, to use them in these difficult times.
And it is a system that anyone can benefit from, and in fact would benefit, because it's a multi, if I understand you correctly, it's a sort of multidisciplinary or multi-faith approach. It's not particularly limited or exclusive to one particular religious dogma, but rather the brotherhood and sisterhood of mankind looking for common ground, commonality, and coping mechanisms for, as you alluded to, an age that is difficult and becoming more difficult by the moment.
And because it's a spiritual nature, like you said, it's not restricted to any faith. It's really just working on our more intuitive and core values that, you know, are common to each one of us.
So anyone that is perhaps looking for meaning in their lives or purpose, people that feel that possibly they are out of the loop, maybe lonely, maybe lost, maybe concerned about the future and looking for answers, would they be well advised to attend one of the two talks that are coming up this weekend?
Yes, and what is beautiful is that the individual that's coming to the country is actually a meditator for over 50 years and started the journey at the age of 24 and actually went through life. He was actually like touring the world, you know, with a backpack, and he came across Brahma Kumaris and found this to be a very powerful way to realize the self, to understand the self. And when self is actually understood, then one is equipped to deal with the things from outside. It's, you know, sometimes we tend to think that we want to change things, but when you look at our world, it's actually going to change anyway. Even if we get it to the right space, it's going to shift again. So instead of trying to change the world, the emphasis is actually working on the self and developing the tools that already exist in us, but for us just to become aware of them. I was thinking of it as being like an appliance that you buy for the first time. It tells you many things, but until you open up and work out the manual on how to actually use it, that equipment can be really quite useless.
And each of us has remarkable ability, if only one is encouraged to learn how to use it or to unlock the potential. And this is where a discussion with your speaker, Charles Hogg.
Charles Hogg, yeah.
Now, he's an Australian, I believe. He's out in this part of the world, Belito and Umhlanga, this weekend. Tell us about the talks.
So the theme is state of the world, state of our hearts. And it's really an evening of reflection and practical wisdom to discover how to stay calm and centered when the world feels uncertain, and learn how to move from fear to inner stability. And together he will explore how to reconnect to the peace and the strength that is within each one of us. The event at Belito is going to be on the 11th of May, and it's at the Umhlanga Country Club. So that one is happening in the evening, at 5:45. People are invited to come at 5 p.m. for a tea on arrival, and the program will start at 5:45. And we anticipate to finish within 1.5 hours. So wonderful opportunity for individuals to learn from a person who has actually walked the path and found the wisdom to which was inside to deal with the different stresses of our world. And then there's actually a second event that's happening at the Coastlands Omshlanga. And this is happening in the fire room, which is on the second floor. And the timings for this event is 6 p.m. So, again, the theme is the same. But again, it's just an opportunity for people from the Durban and Central to get there.
And what day is that happening on?
That one is happening on Tuesday, the 12th.
The 12th.
Of May. Yeah. Okay, so there's an option. It's the same event, but at two different venues to make sure that we reach all the people within that North Coast.
So either Monday or Tuesday, early evening, you have the opportunity. Is there a charge?
All the events are free, but we are requesting individuals to just make a booking because venues prefer to actually have some kind of idea of who's coming. And so we do have a booking, which is normally an RSVP, but I'm going to give you a WhatsApp number where you can actually just request for a seat to be booked for yourself. And the number is 083-430-8926. And number again, 083-430-8926. So just, it's not really that you're going to get a ticket or anything of that sort. It's for us to reserve your seat. And it's free, so don't worry of any charges at all.
That's wonderful. And as this will be up as a podcast shortly, you don't have to crash the car to write the number down, but I'll give it to you anyway again. 083-430-8926. That's a WhatsApp number, simply to reserve your spot. And I think it's an opportunity to connect with something that may... Well, all of us are looking, I think, in various ways. And there are, as the scripture says, in my Father's house there are many rooms. And in each of them, I'm sure, there is something joyful to be discovered. Well, this is one of those many opportunities that one gets in life. Possibly it's speaking to you. If it is, then you need to be there. The Brahma Kumaris are the most accepting, kind, gentle, loving souls. And it's wonderful to have an opportunity like this to meet joyful people in a world that is sometimes less than joyful, and maybe in that way, the radiance.
Yeah, David, I'm happy you're using the word joyful, because I feel that's a very nice way of introducing Charles Hogg. You know, even though he's not only based in Australia, he's actually the... coordinator of all activities in the Asia Pacific and part of our international coordinating team. So with a very busy schedule, he arrived on Wednesday night at 11, and his first session was at 6 a.m. on Thursday morning.
Wow.
And it was such a pleasure to able to communicate with someone who was able to just have a couple of hours of rest and reset himself. And I find that, you know, this shows us how that if we know how to remain calm on the inside, keep our priorities about what is important close to our heart, we'll find that the external things don't exhaust us or deplete our energy. And it was a real practical experience of seeing that. And he's actually over 70 already. So still with a tight schedule like that, you could see his energy, his vibrance coming from the fact that he has definitely found an inner balance within himself, so that the challenges of even travel, a jet lag, are not things that will actually bring him down.
Well, a great opportunity to listen to a man who has experienced life in many forms and is now a firm shall we say, an ambassador for the Brahma Kumaris, of which Usha Jevan, my special guest at this hour, talking to me about, is clearly also representative of the Brahma Kumaris. If you'd like to find out more, how would one go about, apart from attending one of these talks, Usha, is there a website or is there information available about the Brahma Kumaris?
There is a website, and it's HTTP. It's quite a long one, so I don't know. Would you be able to put it on the podcast as a link?
If you give us the reference, we will certainly give us the verbal reference, and we'll take it off that.
So it's HTTPS semicolon forward double forward slash GOALLEVEvents. /state of the world Om Shlanga. So there's state of the world Om Shlanga and state of the world Belito.
Ah.
So both those links you can just press on, and we'll give you an opportunity to register. But perhaps the easiest would be that if you send us a WhatsApp on 083-430-8926, and if you want to give us a call, you're most welcome to, or otherwise just send us a WhatsApp and we will book your seat for you.
Wonderful opportunity, and I thank you for bringing it to us. My special guest Usha Jevan, thank you for talking to me, and I wish you huge success with these talks.
Yes, and what I will also think that's very beautiful is that when we think about the state of the world, we know the elements that are outside. And we can feel very hopeless. But when we start taking care of ourselves, and this, it starts with just thinking in a positive way and speaking in a respectful way and acting in a benevolent way, just making these small little changes in our daily actions, because we are thinking, we are speaking, and we're interacting. And we just add these three skills, I would say, or virtues to our thinking, our speaking, and our doing, we find that the energy we're giving out is so positive that it'll reciprocate that energy and come back to me. So instead of waiting for big changes to happen, I can start creating this very small microscopic changes by thinking more positively, by knowing myself better, by, because I respect myself, I'm more respectful to others. And because I feel content, I become more benevolent naturally to others as well. And these little acts of kindness start coming back to me and making my life more peaceful. I receive more respect and I feel more attainment. So I'd like to encourage listeners that it's very important that instead of just repeating the news and complaining about what's happening, you can use those thoughts and words to direct them in a positive way and find that that positivity is adding to change the world. You know, it's a little bit like even when you have a little patch which is dry and you start putting attention to it and you pop some seeds into it, and then little plants start growing and eventually you get fruit from it. But it did take a little attention from us to first plow the little plot of land, then sow the seeds, and then water it. And so our thoughts, words, and deeds actually work like that. Our thoughts become the seeds. Our watering actually is the words we speak and the deeds we perform. So don't ever feel like a victim in this world, but understand that we have the resources inside of us. It's just a matter of using them in the right way, and we'll be able to bear the fruits that will bring a lot of peace to ourselves. And when our lives become peaceful, it's very natural that when we're interacting with others, that we actually start dissipating. We don't even need to think that we're doing something for another. But by the very virtue of us being peaceful and relaxed and respectful, the person who's interacting is receiving. So really, it's about my change that will make a difference to the world.
It's a powerful message and one that resonates particularly at this time. Thank you very much indeed, Usha. And as I say, great success with the talks this coming Monday and Tuesday in Belita and Umhlanga. And I look forward to our next conversation on 88 FM.
Take good care and have a beautiful Friday and a weekend ahead.
Bless you. Thank you again. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Usha Jevan from the Brahma Kumaris. They are having a wonderful opportunity to get together with a speaker this Monday at Sambiti. Find out all about that and listen to the podcast. It'll be up shortly.